Good morning, opening markets on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Randy Conan. Mixed open here. First couple of trades. We're seeing soybeans trading 3 to 4 cents lower. Corn market is trading a fraction to 3 cents higher, and we're 1 to 4 cents higher in the wheat complex this morning. Export sales for corn coming in this morning at 598,000 metric tons. That is toward the lower end of trade guesses. The soybean export inspections coming in at 495,000 metric tons, also toward the lower end of the trade guesses, and wheat export inspections at 301,000 metric tons, kind of right in the middle of what the trade was expecting. The EPA proposing a rule to allow expanded sales of E15 gas at 8 Midwestern states, but that will not take effect until 2024. Sovicon reducing its estimate of Russia's wheat crop by 700,000 metric tons to down to 85.3 million due to winter weather issues. And the Commodity Credit Corporation, CCC, issuing a tender for 80,000 metric tons of hard red winter and 15,000 metric tons of dark northern spring wheat for donation to several African countries. May wheat Minneapolis, 4.5 cents higher, 868. July's up 3.5 at 863.5. Chicago May wheat, 0.75 cents higher, 710.5. Kansas City May wheat is 1 cent higher at 816.75. May corn, 1 cent higher at 636.75. December corn now down 1.25 cents at 568. May soybeans down 4 cents at 1490.25. November beans down 3 at 1356.25. This is the Red River Farm Network.
Taraxa F4 seed treatment is the only one in the game that gives you the ability to eliminate wireworms. And it also powers up your wheat with unmatched plant health benefits. So you get elite disease control, rapid effectiveness, stress reduction, and extended growth. Which means game over for wireworms and game on for plant health. Only with Taraxa F4 seed treatment from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.